JD.
One moment, I'll connect you in. We have another station at 10:20.
Gotcha.
They have another station at 10. It's 9:16.
You are connected with Mad Hatter, J Mac, and Jimbo.
Hello.
JD, what's going on, player?
What's happening with you?
Oh, man, same old thing, brother. Same old thing. Thanks for being a part of the show. We short on time. I know we're running today. So real quick, JD, I know a while back you were saying that the strap rap with the females. Is your opinion still the same, or has it changed a little bit? Have you lightened up a little bit?
I don't know. What you say lightened up, what you mean?
The strap rap with the females, all the female rappers, when they were doing their thing, the type of rap that they doing.
Strip rap.
Well, I mean, you know, I was asked a question.
Yeah.
I was asked a question about three different rappers. I wasn't actually speaking about everybody that rapped, you know.
Oh, okay.
It was a whole bunch of female rappers out there.
All right. And I know that a lot of the female rappers started hitting you after that. Was there anybody afterwards that started hitting you that you're like, wait a minute, let me check this one out a little bit more?
No, because it's not the situation. I think people miss with the whole thing. Like, I was never even talking about female rap. It's female rappers out there that really rap.
Right.
They were just asking me a question about who I think is the best. And I was just saying, you know, I don't think that's what was being heard at this particular point in time. That's how people got into the other conversation. But since then, you know, I created this So Deaf Female Cypher that's actually taking place in New York on Monday. I have, you know, a lot of great MCs into that. And we're going to see them on Monday night in New York.
Are they going to be old? Are they like, you know, established MCs, or are these going to be like fresh off the block? We might not know some of them. Some of them we might know.
No, these are female rappers that I never heard of.
Okay.
You know, actually, one of them is from Houston. Cherie, let me see. Make sure I say her name right.
Please, because you know how they can be, bro.
I just want to make sure I say her name right. Hold on one second.
No, go ahead, find it. We with you.
Desiree Simone.
Okay, Desiree Simone. So she's going to be on this now. I guess you're looking for the best one. Are they going to get a deal after this or what?
Well, it's just right now, it's just the opportunity, you know, because
to be seen.
The thing that I learned with all of the conversation that was being said was that the girls that I ended up talking about, mm-hmm. people were saying, Jermaine, those are the ones that are getting all the exposure.
Right.
And all of the ones that don't talk about this are the ones that are not getting the exposure. So I'm just providing the platform for people to see and hear these girls that want this, that need this platform.
All right, and Jay,
if something, you know, if it turns out better than that, then definitely.
Okay. Now, that's basically the same thing you're doing with this Remy Martin deal. The producers program as well, right? Looking for the next great producer, which is cool because a lot of times producers don't get no shine. It's always the artist.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and it's, you know, like, it's a contest that I looked at like, wow, I wish this was happening when I was younger. right. You know, you get the opportunity just to be around people, sharing information about production, meeting producers that you probably looked up to. And then the winner gets an opportunity to go in the studio with me and work on whatever I'm working on.
Wow. Nice. Nice. So this could turn out to be something really big for this cat or lady.
Yeah, 100%.
So now, JD, I'm glad you mentioned that. Is there some big folks that you work? You're always working with somebody big. Can you throw some names out there, some hot new stuff you're going to be dropping real soon?
I mean, well, you know, it's great for people ask questions because I'm always working with new art.
Right.
So, you know, when you work with a new artist, people's never like, people are not excited about new artists until they actually blow up.
Right.
But I got a new artist by the name of Sita.
Say the name again, JD.
His name is Cedar.
Cedar, okay.
And his song is featuring Lil Key and Young Slack, and it's called On It. And that's a new artist on So Deaf. I did this new Snoop Dogg record with Slim Jimmy from Ray Shremmer and Ozuna.
Okay.
That's going. And, you know, in the studio with Usher, Monica, B. Smith. Man, just, you know, always doing what I do.
AJ, here's another question too. Why do you think that ATL has become the music mecca that it's become in the last few years? It's been big. I mean, it's been reigning like supreme, the king of the block, so to speak, almost a decade now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's an energy that's in the air, and I feel like each person that comes out, they basically reflect that energy. And if you continue to reflect that energy that's been going, it's not going to stop.
And why do you think you and Brian Cox work so good together?
Yeah, because Brian from H-Town.
Just because we have an understanding of what it is that we do. You know, Brian went to school for music and classical music. He has talents that I don't have, right? And when you can recognize that as a person, that somebody else has different talents that you don't have, it's very easy to utilize them.
Gotcha.
And what is the best record that you and Brian produced together, in your opinion?
Man.
Because I know y'all produced a lot of songs, so I just want to know, so maybe we can get it on the song.
Is there a best?
Or one of your favorites?
Oof.
You got it bad, probably.
Mm, good. Good choice. Good choice.
You got it bad.
And finally, JD, with the Remy Producers Program, is there a way for other producers to be a part of it? Have they already been selected? Is there a deadline or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm actually promoting the finals.
Okay.
The competition is pretty much over on Saturday.
Okay.
It's been going on the whole year, basically.
Okay.
Kinda, sorta.
I got you.
So the finals are here in Atlanta at the Gold Room at 8:00.
And how will the rest
Saturday
of the
night?
And how will the rest of the world get the opportunity to find out who the winner of the Remy Producers Program is? Will it be online somewhere where we can get that information?
Yeah. Go to remyproducers.com. As well as, you know, anything that has anything to do with me, I'm gonna have all the content about the competition on my site.
Gotcha. I appreciate it, JD. Jermaine Dupri, y'all know it's so deaf. I don't have to say it. They go together like, you know, peanut butter and jelly. You know how it goes. But, JD, we appreciate you, man. When you're in the H, man,
thank
make
you.
Sure you step by for sure, okay?
100.
Hey, thanks, bro. Appreciate you checking out the Manhattan Morning Show podcast. Make sure you share, like it, tell your friends, even tell a foe. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can listen to the Manhattan Morning Show podcast. And, of course, you can listen to the Manhattan Morning Show weekdays at 97.9 The Box, 5 to 10 Central, and download the app, 97.9 The Box. We appreciate it.